Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, our associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
The issue of drinking water contamination is not one limited to Hoosick Falls, New York, but they are certainly in the news as a village meeting last night tabled a settlement, and there were some powerful words expressed, including from the former EPA Region 2 Administrator Judith Henk.
Yes, if you didn't already know it, many residents of Hoosick Falls are clearly opposed to what is a proposed $1 million settlement offer from two companies that are blamed for contaminating that Rensselaer County Village's water supply with PFOA, one of the chemicals that is used in manufacturing that has leaked into the drinking water there. The village board ended up voting 6-1 last night to postpone any action on this proposed deal. Only the mayor, David Borge, voted against the tabling motion. Essentially, he favors the settlement because he says the village is facing some real financial crises. This settlement would help them cover the mounting costs for engineering services, water sampling, and some big legal and public relations bills that the village has racked up since the contamination was first discovered back in 2014. The mayor says this costs almost $850,000. The problem is that to settle now under this agreement, it will limit the village's ability to bring future claims against these two companies, and that really is behind the opposition. Judith Henk, who is the former administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency for this region, attended the meeting, and she criticized the proposed settlement. She said it's a really good deal for Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, that's the two companies blamed for the pollution, but she urged the board to hold out for a better arrangement. About 150 people were there. The board decided to table it. I guess the next step is to go back to the companies and see if they can work out a better deal.
Is the right to organize a fundamental human right? That is at the heart of a collective bargaining rights agreement that farm workers are facing.
Yeah, it's really an ongoing battle between the New York Civil Liberties Union and the New York State Farm Bureau, and it could determine whether migrant farm workers, these are undocumented workers who work in farms across New York State, can get together and collectively bargain with the farms. These workers end up spending 12 hours out in the field, 6 days a week, and the New York Civil Liberties Union is helping them organize and trying to advocate on their behalf, and it affects it all around the Capital Region and across upstate New York, and it could, you know, be expensive for farmers if they have to come up with a more favorable treatment of these important workers. So that's the status of it, and our story today kind of details some of the issues.
We've been speaking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, you can head to timesunion.com, including a story on some who say the sidewalks in Saratoga are uneven and dangerous.
Thanks,
Mike.
Okay. Thank you, David.